The blockchain is coming for Wall Street. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. In 2018, ICOs, or initial coin offerings, were the hot new thing in startup fundraising. A company could raise money by selling you a little bit of value or equity in the form of a digital coin that is kind of like a Bitcoin, but specific to that company. ICOs raised something like $22 billion in 2018, we think. It's hard to know because the whole practice was totally unregulated. A lot of ICOs turned out to be scams. The SEC started fining celebrities like Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled over sketchy paid promotions for ICOs. It got a little weird, and now it's regulation time. And that means that future ICOs and their digital coins might start to look a lot more like good old-fashioned stock, except traded on the blockchain. And that has big ramifications for Wall Street. Kristen Howell is a partner with the law firm Fox Rothschild. She helps companies create an ICO.
The SEC started to really crack down on this last year, largely, I think, because of massive fraud and theft. And with this action, people have had to shift their approach to this ICO 2.0, also called a security token offering, where they split this token idea into two things. They issue stock as part one of this, and then part two is they don't have to, go have this token that does everything but stock. And so on the first part of that, it's issuing stock in blockchain form.
And then it will trade on the blockchain so that you would buy and sell it as though you were buying Bitcoin. But in this case, it would be, you know, Kristen coin.
Yes and no. So yes, in the sense that you will buy and sell on an exchange, but you won't buy and sell these on the current exchanges that trade, for instance, Bitcoin and all these other tokens that are still out there, because those exchanges are not licensed to trade securities. So a lot of really big players, including Goldman Sachs and NASDAQ and a whole bunch of other people, are in the process of building token security exchanges.
Interesting. So I'm hearing you say this, and it sounds like there's functionally no difference between trading a secure token and trading a stock, except the possibility that the company itself is not technically public.
There's a couple things there. So on the trading side, I would go out on a limb to predict that all stock will be traded in some way related to blockchain or whatever the next best technology is, because it's superior to what we're doing now. You can have a lot better transparency in the market into stock pricing, volume. You could also potentially eliminate some of the middle people, where you don't actually need all these folks in the middle. Which, of course, brings resistance to the change, because broker-dealers and others have a vested interest in this system. But we can have a much more seamless, actually transparent stock trading mechanism using blockchain.
Kristen Howell is a partner with the law firm Fox Rothschild. Now, the SEC has clearly said it thinks digital tokens from companies are securities, but it hasn't issued any formal rules just yet. And now for some related links. What's kind of doubly interesting about this idea of ICOs going legit as these so-called security tokens and potentially changing the way Wall Street works and maybe even becoming the future of stock trading is that kind of everything about Bitcoin and the blockchain was conceived to be just the opposite of all of that. And the Bitcoin community feels that part of what really killed the ICO, yes, in addition to the scams and the fraud, which everyone admits were a problem, was the threat of regulation, which is what we're now seeing. And that, in fact, that's kind of a bad thing, because ICOs were a much more democratic way for potential startups to raise money. They didn't have to go through venture capital, which has all these problems with access and diversity and geography, and of course, centralization. And now the same old gatekeepers get to keep all the power. There's a good piece on Bitcoinist about this. I would encourage you to read it. You'll find it on our website, marketplacetech.org. And not for nothing, the Blockchain Economic Forum is happening this week in Davos, Switzerland, alongside the World Economic Forum. And security token offerings is the topic of a roundtable discussion on the very first night. Also on the agenda, central bank digital currencies, which I think the Bitcoin people would also say is a bit of an oxymoron. The establishment eats us all, friends. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.